COVID reemerges. Why you shouldn't panic. This analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola has been fact-checked you. Story at a glance. According to news reports, new COVID-19 variants are on the rise and are being closely monitored for pandemic spread. Media headlines clearly show we're again facing a coordinated fear campaign to drive people into vaccination clinics. In the US, EG5, nicknamed Eris, has been declared a variant of interest, which means it is being monitored for mutations that might make it more hazardous. Australian news are highlighting the BA.2.86 variant, nicknamed Parola, while Irish news are warning about an Omicron offshoot dubbed the real deal by World Health Organization officials. However, none of these variants are showing signs of being more hazardous than previous Omicron strains. Despite proof that masking is useless and lockdowns were a devastating mistake that should never be repeated, federal whistleblowers warn that these failed strategies may be re-implemented sometime between September and December 2023. According to news reports, new COVID-19 variants are on the rise and are being closely monitored for pandemic spread. In the US, EG5, nicknamed Eris, has been declared a variant of interest, VOI, which means it is being monitored for mutations that might make it more hazardous. 1. Australian news are highlighting the BA.2.86 variant, nicknamed Parola, 2. While Irish news are warning about an Omicron offshoot dubbed the real deal by World Health Organization officials, 3, 4, just in case you decided that COVID was no big deal anymore. 7 other COVID variants are also being monitored by the WHO, and an additional 3 variants have been declared VOI, which calls for more extensive monitoring. 5. Considering the many variants that have come and gone since 2020, isn't it curious that media are now all of a sudden focusing on particular COVID strains again, just as we're moving into fall and influenza season? As previously predicted, we were given a short respite over the summer, and in the fall, the fear-mongering will ramp up again to drive people into the vaccination clinics where they will be pressured to get not just one but 3 different shots. A booster for COVID, a flu vaccine and a brand new fast-tracked vaccine for respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. And, despite proof that masking is useless and lockdowns were a devastating mistake that should never be repeated, these failed strategies will likely be re-implemented as well. Our only hope, really, is mass disobedience, because those in charge are ignoring both science and the law. Parola detected in 4 countries. Parola has currently only been detected in Denmark, Israel, the US and the UK as a variant under monitoring, VUM. The epidemiology of Parola is being investigated and its characteristics and spread are being tracked. 6. The WHO declared Parola a VUM due to the number of mutations it carries, but according to some experts, it's not expected to behave any differently than other Omicron substrains. François Bellou, PhD, a professor of computational systems biology at University College London, told ABC Australia, 7. BA.2.86 is the most striking SARS-CoV-2 strain the world has witnessed since the emergence of Omicron. Over the coming weeks, we will see how well BA.2.86 will be faring relative to other Omicron subvariants. Even in the worst-case scenario where BA.2.86 caused a major new wave of cases, we are not expecting to witness comparable levels of severe disease and death than we did earlier in the pandemic when the Alpha, Delta or Omicron variants spread. Most people on Earth have now been vaccinated and/or infected by the virus. Even if people get reinfected by BA.2.86, immune memory will still allow their immune system to kick in and control the infection far more effectively. No reason to worry about the real deal subvariant. Despite its ominous nickname, the real deal variant has only infected 3 people worldwide as of August 18, 2023, and according to a state medical lab in Denmark, there are no indications to suggest the new strain can cause severe illness. 8. However, like Parola, this strain is being monitored due to its collection of mutations, and some scientists are already calling for a return to lockdowns and mask wearing to slow down the spread. Meanwhile, more logically inclined experts have pointed out that most communities will have high immunity from exposure to previous Omicron strains. 9. A coordinated fear campaign. A quick look at the latest top mainstream media stories clearly reveal that we're again facing a coordinated fear campaign orchestrated by government and media. 10. CBS News. CDC tracking new COVID variant BA.2.86 after highly mutated strain reported in Michigan. NBC News. CDC monitoring new COVID variant. What to know about cases and guidance. Bridge Medicines. New COVID variant confirmed in Michigan. What to know about BA.2.86 inches? The Guardian. New COVID variant causing concern among scientists detected in London. CNBC. Moderna says new vaccine was effective against a risk variant in early trial. ABC News. CDC tracking new COVID lineage BA.2.86 after it was detected in the US. Washington Post. When to get your COVID booster, RSV vaccine and flu shot this fall. The Times of Israel. New, very different, COVID-19 variant detected in Israel, Denmark and US. Reuters. US CDC tracks new lineage of virus that causes COVID. New York Post. Amid summer surge of new COVID variant, should we be wearing masks? Media are also pushing the idea of a triple-demic this fall, and they're all reading from the same cue cards. TSA whistleblower warns mask requirements will soon return. Video link. August 18, 2023, Alex Jones of InfoWars reported he'd been contacted by a high-level Transportation Security Administration, TSA, manager who warned that, by the middle of September, TSA managers and airport employees will have to wear masks again. By mid-October, all airline passengers will be required to mask up as well, and sometime in December, the TSA expects a full return to the 2021 COVID protocols. 11. When managers asked why this would be occurring, they were told it was because of the new variant in Canada. Another federal contact that Jones spoke with said the same thing. Likewise, the US government is again stocking up on COVID-19 equipment and is hiring consultants to enforce COVID-19 safety protocols. Some of these contracts have start dates in September and October 2023, and will run into 2024 or 2025.12. Supposedly, the variant referred to as ARIS, EG5, which currently accounts for an estimated 17.3% of new COVID cases in the US 13. But how can they know, in mid-August, that this particular variant will suddenly become problematic in mid-September? Obviously they can't, which means the coming safety protocols will again be based on fiction and fabrications. Are they gearing up for election interference? As noted by Jones, the coming COVID restrictions are likely part of a deliberate attempt by the Biden administration to influence the outcome of the 2024 presidential election by insisting it's too dangerous to vote in person, so we need mail-in ballots and absentee ballot harvesting. 14. Two strategies that make it easier to rig the election results. If we give in and go along with this charade, the globalist cabal will get their one world government and the rest of the global population will be reduced to slaves and serfs. The first COVID scare was pushed for 2 years, and the elections are only a little over a year away. More than likely, they will try to keep the second round of COVID fear porn going for longer than the first round, considering the intention is to make rolling lockdowns and restrictions a permanent state of affairs. If we give in and go along with this charade, the globalist cabal will get their one world government and the rest of the global population will be reduced to slaves and serfs. There's no question that that is the plan, and all they need to succeed is for people to go along with their false narratives. My recommendation remains the same as it was before: peaceful civil disobedience. Do not comply. Remember, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Common risk factors for hospitalization and death. As reported by the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, FLCCC, 15. ARIS appears no more dangerous than previous Omicron variants, all of which have been far milder than the original COVID strain. There are lots of cases, yes, but few cases of severe illness and hospitalization. Risk factors for hospitalization and death include 16 being older than 60, comorbidities, especially obesity, metabolic syndrome and frailty, delayed treatment, high D-dimer level recent COVID booster. The good news is that the advice we've been sharing from the FLCCC all along still stands. Do what you can to prevent getting ill, and if you do get it, treat immediately. Early treatment is critical, the FLCCC writes. 17. Signs and symptoms to watch out for. Common symptoms experienced by those infected in the latest COVID-19 wave, in which BA.4, BA.5, BQ.1.1 and XBB.1 variants have predominated, include 18. Dry cough, sore throat, conjunctivitis, pink eye, headache, skin rashes, diarrhea, fever, malaise, muscle pain, tiredness and fatigue, nasal congestion and sinus pain, dental pain and soreness of gums and teeth, puffy face, swelling and or pain related to the orbit of the eye. If any of these symptoms arise, begin treatment immediately. You can download the FLCC's latest treatment recommendations here. As noted by the FLCCC, there is no need to wait for a confirmed PCR test, as the tests were developed for older variants and have always been unreliable at best anyway. Another simple and inexpensive yet highly effective treatment strategy that I've promoted throughout the COVID pandemic is nebulized hydrogen peroxide. You can find more information about that here, here and here, and in the video below. Video link prevention strategies. As for prevention of COVID-19, influenza and RSV, the FLCCC suggests 19. Following their prevention protocol, which includes antimicrobial mouthwash, a nasal spray with 1% povidone iodine, and immune-boosting supplements like quercetin and zinc, vitamins C and D, melatonin and elderberry syrup. Intermittent fasting and balancing your gut microbiome. Reduce stress. Get good sleep. On average, adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep each night. Spend more time outside in the sun and fresh air. Regarding the use of ivermectin, the FLCCC comments, 20. If you have significant comorbidities, lack natural immunity, or have a suppressed immune system, you may want to try a twice-weekly dose of ivermectin at 0.2 mg per kilogram. Likewise, consider it if you are currently suffering from long COVID or post-vaccine syndrome and are not currently being treated with ivermectin. If you have an upcoming situation where you may have high possible exposure, such as travel, weddings, or conferences, taking daily ivermectin starting 2 days before departure and either daily or every other day during the period of high exposure is a reasonable approach. Remember to immediately initiate daily ivermectin at treatment doses, 0.4 mg per kilogram, at the first signs of any kind of viral syndrome. It bears repeating. Early treatment is essential. Most of all, pay no mind to the ongoing drumbeat of fear-mongering that the mainstream media is providing. We know the routine. We've been here before. Fear-mongering is a tool to foster obedience. Indeed, it's important to realize that the alleged threats posed by COVID, flu, and RSV are being magnified for a reason. The biosecurity crisis needs to continue indefinitely because it's the primary justification behind the Great Reset. At regular intervals, there must be another Chicken Little warning that the sky is still falling. At some stage, you must realize that the more you give in and obey, the more you must give in and obey. There really is no end to what they can and will take from you, and holding on to the belief that your government would never fill in the blank is becoming more dangerous by the day. It's also important to realize that your government isn't the ultimate power. Our government officials take orders too, from what is often referred to as the deep state. It's not a government at all, but a global, hidden power structure that is accountable to no one, while influencing and manipulating everyone to bring about a new world order. In years past, this shadowy cabal of power brokers were referred to under the term the New World Order. In 2020, the World Economic Forum came out on the public stage and announced the Great Reset, which is nothing but the NWO rebranded. Don't get fooled twice. We can no longer afford to disbelieve the lengths to which this globalist cabal can and will go to seize control. They've already told us what the ultimate plan is, to use bioterrorism to take control of the world's resources, wealth, and people. All we need to do is to believe it, and realize that the only thing giving them the power to impose their will is our fear. As long as we choose fear and demand our government keep us safe, they have every chance of winning. Hopefully, a clear majority of people will have learned this lesson by now, and won't fall for the same tricks again, even though they've upped the ante with a triple threat, rather than just one. Fear is a tool used to control you, but that only works if you buy into it.